Good afternoon. Welcome back to AMPM Sports, ESPN 1005.com. I'm Aaron Moret. As always, you can follow along on Twitter, twitter.com/AaronESPN1005. Again, that's twitter.com/AaronESPN1005. And as always, you can look up the program on Facebook, facebook.com/AMPM Sports. Also, facebook.com/AaronMoret, Aaron MEURETT, is all the different ways that you can get a hold of me here for the program. Happy to be joined now by Tony Smith, Bucks analyst on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Tony, thanks a lot for coming on to the program with us today.
Hey, no problem, Aaron. How are you?
Doing good. I guess when we look at this Bucks team, as we get about to the halfway point of the season, what do you make of the team, both in terms of things that you've seen that they can build on and things that they need to get turned around moving forward?
Oh, that's a big question there. Geez, you start off with the big one. Well, I mean, as I say, you know, the Bucks, obviously, this is not where they envisioned being at the beginning of the year. I believe they had higher hopes than what they are right now, having only won 8 games up to this point. But again, have to be realistic about the future and, you know, how to move forward, because that's, you know, it's not going to stop. You know, next year's going to come, and you have to figure out a way to try to get more competitive next season. And I believe, obviously, you've seen lately they've been playing a lot of the younger guys. They're getting a lot of time, so they have to see what these guys can do, see what their upside may be, how they feel about how they might develop and work together as part of a unit, because you never know what scenario they have going on, how many of the guys are going to be returning next year. They have a good mix right now of veterans and young guys, but obviously, you know, they're going to have to make some different moves in the offseason, and I think that's why you see the young guys playing right now. They really got to get a feel of what these guys can do. They already pretty much know what all the veteran guys, you know, can give them. But, you know, it's really right now, I think, about the young guys. We had John Hammond on the show. He pretty much said as much the same thing. Got to really figure out what these young guys can do for them.
You mentioned that many thought that this Bucks team would be better than 8 wins at this point. Compared to teams that they've had the past couple of seasons, is this team less talented, or is it a fact that they had so many new pieces come in that they're still trying to figure out how to play together? Or are we past that point now?
I mean, I guess you never really pass that point. I mean, you always want to continue to work. The thing you got to also realize is that they have a new coach in Larry Drew, and you're bringing his system in and his style of play, everything that comes with a new coach. You want to make him feel comfortable with everybody understanding his philosophies and his schemes and his game plans and all that that goes into being the head coach and developing an organization where you have a culture sort of like San Antonio. You know, they just seem to just plug in guys and everybody understands, hey, this is how they run the system here, this is how they work, and I got to step in and I got to do my job. And that's what you really want to get to. So, you know, they're still figuring all that out. That makes it hard. As you say, they got 11 new guys this year. I mean, it's very, very tough to try to put something together really quickly. As a matter of fact, they just played Phoenix, who was in a similar situation. Mm-hmm. A lot of new pieces coming in, new coach, and it happened to just go the opposite way for them. Everything seemed to fall together. They had almost no injury problems. Bledsoe was a recent injury lately, but up to then, they were fully healthy, and the chemistry just seemed to just work for you. And, I mean, that happens in the league with every team. Sometimes some things work, sometimes they don't. It's not always an exact science. Sometimes you get lucky and things go your way. But, you know, as far as the Bucks, I don't know. They just have to continue to keep playing, keep trying to learn, and, again, figure out who can play in Larry Drew's system and who can be effective in that system, and then try to get more players that are going to fit that.
Again, we're talking to Tony Smith, Bucks analyst on Fox Sports Wisconsin. And, Tony, you brought up Larry Drew, his first season here in Milwaukee. What have you made out of him as a coach so far? What have you seen from him?
Well, you know, I played with Larry Drew in L.A. my rookie season. And, you know, he was a good guy then, a veteran guy at that time, almost finished with his career. And, you know, he brings a system that proven that it can work. We saw it in Atlanta. They had a bunch of good players over there. They worked there in the playoffs consistently, and they competed well. Now, obviously, they had a very different set of players over there. Some well established players, guys like Al Horford, the Josh Smith, those guys. But the system seems that it can work. It's hard to really tell with this group, with everything that's gone wrong. I mean, the rash of injuries they've had this season, guys getting hurt from training camp on. I mean, it's just been a consistent thing. Just up to right now, they still have guys out. I mean, Delfino, nobody even really knows the guys on the team. He hasn't played all year. Petulia's still out right now. Everybody else seems to be back, but it's really hard to get a feel for Larry Drew's system and how it's going to look in this organization when there's so many guys that are hurt and everything just did not go well. But from what I did see in training camp, I thought it was a good system, a ball-moving system. You don't see the Bucks playing like a lot of other teams where they just give the ball to one guy and let him operate, like the New York does with Melo, like Miami does with LeBron, things like that. There's not a lot of isolation guys. So that system I like, and it's just a matter of, again, can they get the right pieces for that system?
You talked about some of the young guys on this Bucks team, some of the guys that they're going to have moving forward. I want to ask you about two guys in particular, Giannis and then also Nate Walters at point guard. What have you seen out of those two guys so far?
Well, first of all, I'll go with Nate. I think Nate, what we saw from Nate earlier in the season, when he was getting minutes. Now his minutes seem to be a little bit more sporadic. I think Larry Drew's looking for different combinations. At this point, you can't fault him. He's just trying to find something that works. But Nate was a guy who stepped in. Everybody was kind of surprised. It's like, man, who is this kid? Never heard of him. And, he comes in, he plays very consistently. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. And, he's a guy that, Larry came to find that he could count on to be in the game, even at critical moments to make the right decision and not really hurt you out there. I think the one thing that Nate has to try to work on himself more consistently is maybe taking more chances and making more plays. And I think that's where he's been kind of playing it safe. Mm-hmm. But again, he's been effective doing that. But at some point in his career, if he's going to want to take the next step as a player, he's going to have to go out there and step out there and take more chances of making more plays. And that's obviously going to make him more vulnerable to making mistakes, turnovers, missed shots, bad shots, whatnot. But that's just a part of growing as a player and learning the game. And I say the same thing about Giannis. And obviously, Giannis is a totally different set of circumstances. The guy has some physical gifts, some tools that Nate doesn't have, the athleticism of Giannis, the length that he has, the ability to play out on the floor at that size. It's very, very rare. So, you want to see him develop the same way. Kind of just talked about Nate. Now, Giannis, he'll take a little bit more chances than Nate, but he still doesn't take enough for my liking. I want to see him be ultra-aggressive with the ability he has. Never know what this kid can do if he was to, just be on the attack constantly. Really try to keep the defense on their heels and not let them relax, because sometimes he's just a passer out there. He's just moving the ball, doesn't really seem to be looking at the rim in order to, try to make something happen. And, I'm not sure if that's a function of Larry Drew's system or just a function of he's a very young player and he doesn't understand how good he could potentially be. But he has a huge, huge upside.
Again, we're talking to Tony Smith, Bucks analyst on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Tony, you played for Los Angeles. You played for the Lakers. How hard is it for a city like Milwaukee to compete with cities like LA and Miami? I mean, is what's the difference in strategy that they have to use to build a team, and how do you see it as somebody who was in the league as opposed to a bigger market like Los Angeles? How hard is it for Milwaukee to compete?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a lot of people wonder that. How can the small markets compete with the big ones? But you just look around, they're doing it. They're doing it in Oklahoma City. They're doing it in San Antonio. Those are two small markets, and they're pretty much at the top of the list when you talk about franchises in this league, man. And how are they doing it? Well, they're doing it with star players. That's just the bottom line. But San Antonio, I mean, they've had a string of players going back to Sean Elliott and David Robinson and those guys, and then they come right in with Duncan right on the heels of that and just keeps going with Parker and Ginobili. So there you have some players, and you got to get lucky in the draft. Obviously, that's what they did with those guys. Same thing you can say for Oklahoma City. You get lucky in the draft and get one of those guys. And Kevin Durant, now all of a sudden you bring in Westbrook. You know, they had Harden, they traded him away, got some other pieces, Ibaka. And, I mean, that's really the way that you can compete in that small market. Now, obviously, you have to do some other things organizational-wise to keep those guys there, keep those guys happy.
Mm-hmm.
But for the grand scheme of things, you just have to get those players. And, again, it's just a lucky thing. I mean, if you look at the Bucks, and they had the number one pick last time, it was Andrew Bogut. Well, if you look at the year before and the year after, you have LeBron James and Dwight Howard.
Right.
You know, two franchise changers. So, again, that's just a luck. You know, you're just 1 year off of having one of those franchise-changing players.
When you before I let you go here, when you look at the Bucks and they have 8 wins right now, their chances of getting the number one overall pick, you'd have to feel, are pretty good at this point. When you look at this draft, I've heard people say it's the one of the deepest drafts in years. How do you look at the players who could possibly come to Milwaukee? Is there anyone that stands out to you that you'd like to see the Bucks grab?
Well, I'll tell you right now, it'd be great if they could get Jabari Parker. I think right now he's hands down the best player that's going to come out next year. Obviously, there's some other guys that are probably going to be very good players at some point. But if you're talking about, you know, the guys that can come in next year and really, really help you, I think Jabari's that guy. You know, Wiggins had a lot of hype, but, you know, now seeing him play in college a little bit, you know, his stock has gone down a little bit. You know, Randall obviously is a beast, but, you know, talking to some other people about him, you know, is he going to be able to overpower people like he does now and at the next level? I'm not sure. He's not. He's a little bit undersized for the NBA, but, you know, he is a strong kid, and, you know, it just remains to be seen how he's going to develop and how he's going to fit in at this level. But right now, you'd have to say that, you know, if you're a Bucks fan, you would want to see them get Jabari Parker.
All right, Tony, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Hey, Aaron, great talking to you. I appreciate the interview.
Not a problem. Again, Tony Smith, Bucks analyst on Fox Sports Wisconsin. We'll have more AM/PM Sports coming up next on ESPN 1005.com.